Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tool Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Today we stop by the Pink Pipe, as it's affectionately known to Berliners. This strange-looking piece of architecture was originally built for naval research purposes, and its intriguing story is only trumped by that of its enigmatic architect. To tell us more, here's Monocle's correspondent in the city, Kimberly Bradley.
So you're riding the elevated train between Bahnhof Zoo and Alexanderplatz in Berlin, just staring out the window. But suddenly, you see it. A huge, weird, unidentifiable architectural structure sitting amid some trees on a canal in Tiergarten Park. You might do a double take. The main part of the five-story windowed structure is cobalt blue. Parts of it seem to be on stilts. And then, an enormous curvy hot pink pipe juts out from each side, curving back on itself like an intestine. No, you haven't jumped into a Dr. Seuss picture book or the dystopian plumbing of Terry Gilliam's film Brazil. This structure is called Umlauftank 2, UT2 for short, and it's a circulation tank. That is, a place to test how water moves and affects what's in it. UT2 has been sitting here on Tiergarten Park Schleuseninsel, which is a small island amidst the park's canals, since 1974. Then, the Technical University in Berlin began using the tank, designed by the somewhat obscure architect Ludwig Leo, to conduct research on how ships might respond to high winds and waves. Unfurled, the massive pink pipe would be 120 meters long. When researchers run tests, a water circuit is set in motion by a huge turbine engine, which can generate a flow of up to 10 meters per second with 3,300 tons of water. Vessels that fit inside are usually 6 or 7 meter models of ships brought into the tube via an elevator. The facility is a nautical scientist's dream, but natural scientists have studied here too, things like penguin movement. Researchers work upstairs in the blue building the pink tube winds itself around, which houses the laboratory hall, test benches, and offices. It's unusual that a nautical research facility exists at all in a landlocked city. And Umlauftank 2's name reveals it's not the first of its kind here. In Imperial Germany, the tank's predecessor institution, called the Research Institute for Hydraulic Engineering and Shipbuilding, existed in the same location. But then came two world wars and their aftermath. In a way, architect Ludwig Leo's jaunty colors and wacky, windy style were a response to wartime's gray monolithic architecture and subsequent destruction. UT2's visibility from the commuter trains and street was intentional. The tank has confused but also delighted Berliners from the beginning, who immediately dubbed it the Rose Röhre, the Pink Pipes. It was listed as a landmark in 1995. For a while, though, UT2 needed help. In the aughts and early 2010s, the polyurethane pipes had eroded and faded, and the main facade looked more gray than blue. In the early part of this century, the Technical University did not have the funds for necessary renovation. But from 2014 until 2017, the Wüstenrot Foundation, a portion of the German bank dedicated to landmark structures, sponsored a refurbishment of this odd icon. The revamp was led by Stuttgart-based architect Hans-Gunter Merz, who says that the look of the tube, in fact everything about it, is cheeky. And now this biggest of the 80 circulation tanks in the world is back in action and in full color. As a building, as a machine, as a research facility, even as a kind of urban sculpture. And of course, as a wacky roadside attraction for Berliners and visitors alike.
You've been listening to Tour Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And our thanks to Kimberly Bradley for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.